This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 11th. Cattle markets yesterday were pretty quiet. We had a real strong day on Wednesday, and then Thursday the markets basically just traded an inside day right around the close of Wednesday. So the market's not really getting much follow through to the upside, but certainly not backing away either. Kind of testing Wednesday's highs on the feeders. On the live cattle, didn't really test the highs so much on the back months, but the front months hovering right there at the highs of the last couple days. So the markets had a very impressive run. We've surged higher on Wednesday, taking out some old double tops and the congestion zone in the cattle markets, especially feeders. And then yesterday, you hovered right there. You didn't give up and you didn't continue on. So the markets kind of trying to obviously figure out which direction to go here, but it's got that firm undertone to it, and it looks like we might get some extension to the upside as well. So that's an impressive development, considering it looked like we were just kind of blowing out some stops from the price action on Wednesday. But again, if that were the case, you would have seen the sellers really step up on that rally, and especially after it didn't close all that well. But the market's hanging in there. Now, cash trade this week has a firm tone to it as well. We've seen a few thousand head trade, mostly in the Central Plains or the Midwest, right around 109 to 110 seems to be the average, which is up 1 to 2 from last week. The dress trade around 170 also has a firm tone to it as well. Box beef values were higher yesterday, choice up 103 at 216, select up 54 cents at 187, the spread's at 28.97, movement 105 loads. Show list looks like they're quite a bit larger in the Southern Plains, so they may have trouble commanding higher money this week, but the Northern Plains and Midwest, those show lists look to be down just a bit. Export sales yesterday, we saw a huge cancellation from Hong Kong of 36,000 tons, so that took the net down 29,000 tons. But Japan still and South Korea both bought 4,200 tons. So not sure what the scoop is with Hong Kong canceling so much beef, but I presume that they're probably pushing that into next year, at least some of that. In the pork export sales, 31,000 tons, that's a fairly big number. China took most of it, 18,000 tons. Canada took 3,300, Mexico 2,700, South Korea took 2,300. So we do have China being a fairly consistent presence in the pork market, and understandably, you know, they need to buy a lot of pork after decimating a pretty good percentage of their herd because of the African swine fever. And they're trying to rebuild those herds, so of course that's going to take some product off the market. But even with the tariffs, they've been pretty consistent buyers of pork. For the cattle, with the market holding together the way it has, wouldn't surprise me to see a little bit more extension here. But again, it's a market that's had a run since early September with very little correction. The feeders had a consolidation late Sep, early October. The live cattle really didn't. They just continued to work their way higher. So it would be surprising to see this market be able to do that without some sort of pullback here. But again, I do look for the markets to be strong into the mid-December, early, at least early December, in preparation for the Christmas season. But if we're not going to get a pullback, it doesn't give us much of a chance to get in on the market. But again, we're at some notable resistance, at least in the live cattle. Feeders are still there. They've just inched above that resistance, those double tops from June and July. But I think that it's still my feeling that the market will get some kind of correction from there. But with the ability to hold together so well at those resistance levels and after just barely taking them out would suggest to me that there's definitely a firm undertone to the market. I think the fundamentals look good, especially for live cattle. Feeders still expecting to see a rush of calves being placed into feedlots. The storms moving across the Northern Plains and even down into the Southern and Central Plains would suggest you're going to slow down. And I think that's part of the support here. You're slowing down some marketings at the feedlots, certainly slowing down movement of calves into feedlots across much of the northern half of the country. So obviously that's going to be supportive to the market, but it just backs them up, basically. So we'll see. We're looking for the cash index to be our indicator there, and so far it's holding together quite well. It's basically just trading sideways for quite a while, but for the last week or so, it's basically been stuck. It's steady. It hasn't sold off at all. I would expect that you're going to see that here fairly soon. Again, probably with a rush of numbers once this storm moves out and it dries up a bit. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.